Good evening. This is Mr. Wordsworth coming to you live on tape from somewhere in the heart of beautiful Hafalax, Supernova Scotia. This is another in an ongoing series of audio boos, and the reason we're doing this today on New Year's Day 2011 is that this was requested by Juicy Morsel. This is now the fifth or sixth attempt I've tried to do this. Technology has really, really tried to prevent this from happening. So, Juicy Morsel, I hope you're out there, and I hope you listen to this, and I hope you appreciate the considerable effort I went through to do this for you, which I'm not going to reveal. Oh my. Anyway, we're here now, and we're going to do this. And what we're going to do is we're going to read some poems. A couple of them, actually. I haven't updated my poetry blog for a while. I've been doing them on Tumblr, and I'm going to be bringing them over to my poetry blog, and I'm thinking about maybe adding a PayPal aspect to it. There's a big tweet up coming up in Chicago, and I'm looking, as any starving writer would, to find creative ways to raise funds to pay bills and such, and I started to think that maybe the poetry blog could accept a donation or two from people. We'll see what happens. I haven't made a decision about that. That's not really the material thing here now. What is important is that we do some poetry for Juicy Morsel. So, Ms. Morsel, if you're ready, then we'll begin. And here's how I picked these poems, by the way. I picked today's because it was recent, and I picked another one because it got reblogged a couple of times on Tumblr, and people put happy little hearts on it. I'd actually asked people to pick one or two for me, but they decided not to, and I'm left to pick poems on my own, and I'm not very good at doing that, so we'll start with the one that people seem to like, and then we'll go with today's. Silence is something like goodbye, and you will not know that was the intent until much later, when you wonder where I am, if only because even I did not know that was what my silence signified. I feel like I should put a little flourish in there. So we'll go with today's. It's a little bit long. Not too long, but here we go. Hopefully I will not mess this up, because otherwise I'll have to start over. I promise I will tell you everything you are to me, if I can only quiet my heart enough to speak above it. But if I cannot, or I talk such that I lose my voice, then I will write it out, or take you in my arms to convey that I am in your love always, even when I am alone or asleep in your dreams. Ta-da! See? Makes all the difference. Anyway, there you go. I hope that you appreciated that Juicy Morsel. I should close by telling you all that if you've listened this far, I do write poems pretty much every day, just for the hay of it. It helps sometimes when I have something to write about. So if you have a word, a phrase, or a theme that you'd like to see pursued, all you have to do is let me know. Here, I suppose, somehow, or on Tumblr or Twitter. Just drop us a line, and as Eddie Driscoll in Bangor, Maine used to say, we'll put it on for ya. Anyway, that brings us to a close. I'm just going to say what I always say, and that is this. I remain humbly and loyally ever yours, Mr. Wordsworth, saying good night, and stay safe, America.